Hello, and welcome to the Liberating Podcast, with me, Will.
And me, someone else.
So, what are we talking about today?
Same old rubbish that we always talk about. We're sorry it hasn't been
the best
regular feature, but we're hoping to get back on track, and we should be putting out a podcast roughly one a month.
Yeah.
Hopefully a bit more if something, you know, comes up, but certainly that's our plan for the moment.
Yeah.
Apologies for the sound quality. We're not made of money.
That's good. But
let's kick off.
Roll titles.
Bing.
No, I mean, no. No.
Bong.
Yeah, whatever. Roll the actual titles. So, as you can guess by the theme tune, we're talking about Doctor Who today. And because it's been a while since we last done a podcast...
Did, sorry.
Diction we'll be
is so important, don't you think?
Yes. The last time we did one, we spoke about the first four episodes of Series 7.
Yeah, weren't they great? No, not really.
No. But we left one, and because we haven't got round to doing one, we're going to do it now.
But we're going to do it very quickly, so don't worry.
Yes.
Angels Take Manhattan. Yeah, it was all right.
I liked it.
Really?
I did.
So nobody notices the Statue of Liberty walking around. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was a thing I thought about as well. I wouldn't use the P word, but I wouldn't say it's the best one.
Okay.
That's different, okay. But if they move when you don't look at them, maybe it's because there's loads of tourists who look at the Statue of Liberty every day.
Plot device.
So, what would you actually... Were there any good parts you liked about this episode?
No.
None at all?
Riversong was alright, but I don't know, I thought that whole run was very disappointing for me, but I can't even necessarily put my finger on it. It just didn't really catch fire for me.
Well, were you happy to see Amy go?
Yes.
Me too. Rory was alright, it's just Amy. She gone now. It's so sad, and no it isn't. No, it's not. It's not sad at all. We do not care. She's gone. We never liked her. Did we? No.
Anyway, moving on.
The Snowman was broadcast on Christmas Day, and it was a nice thing to watch on Christmas.
And congratulations, because I think we are finally the last podcast to review it, anywhere.
Most people have it as soon as it goes out, like the WhoCast.
Well, to be fair, the Pharos Project only sort of reviewed it a few days ago.
We like the Pharos Project.
Well, I do. He doesn't listen to it because it's not for kids. It is a little bit sweary.
This podcast isn't. This is family podcast. We're good people here. We don't swear. Hey!
What, I said Tom?
You said another
Snowman.
Thing.
Snowman. Very good. Yeah. Nice return to form. Good story. Very nice. Atmospheric. Richard E. Grant was great. And it was the best Doctor Who I've seen in a long time.
It was very good. I like the Victorian Christmas episodes. Because we've had, like, The Unquiet Dead, which was brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's time to give them a rest now, though.
Even if they are
maybe
really
even
good.
Have a Christmas special that isn't sort of necessarily Christmassy.
Well, that wasn't too Christmassy.
Well.
It's good to see the Strax and Madame Vastra and Jenny back. They were good.
They were very good. And
Clara. I like Clara a lot.
No. All in all, a really good episode.
And I just can't wait to see what they do with Clara now and what she does. And
well, I hope the forthcoming episodes are a bit more like that and a bit less like the five before it.
Yes, they weren't Brilliant. Well, come here, Gabs. What are your thoughts on the snowmen?
They are white.
I mean the actual episode. What did you think?
It was good.
What was your favourite bit?
It was the bit where the boy was making a snowman, and it looked the same shape as the bad snowman.
It did. What was your least favourite part?
My least favourite was the bit where the person went into the place where with the big ball with snow in it.
Ah, so you didn't like that bit?
No.
Okay. Did you like the new companion?
Yes. She was in the Dalek one as well.
She was. And that was Gabby's helpful review of the snowmen.
Marvellous. Did you like the new titles?
Yeah. It was... Yeah, that was awesome.
And did you like the new TARDIS?
Yeah.
The TARDIS, we never spoke about the TARDIS. I like the TARDIS.
The main part about the cloud the Doctor landed on.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous. Thank you very much, Gabby.
You don't need to get Lukey.
No, I want you to get lost. Bye.
Yes, please.
Okay.
What did we think about the TARDIS, though?
I liked it. It's a nice throwback.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the operational controls of a ship. Because I don't think that a futuristic race like the Time Lords would have controls that include bits of a kitchen sink, phones, and all sorts of junk. It just never really worked for me. Mm.
Okay. Thank you. That's our end of the snowman. It's time now for Luke's review. And he watched...
The Daleks.
Remnant of the Daleks. Remnant of the Daleks.
I'll put the microphone on then.
It was very good, and I didn't know actually how one missile did different to the bomb, because the bomb actually made the Dalek blow up completely, and the other one just had bits on it. There was there's different kind of Daleks, but it was the same colour. And I liked the second ending of the second part.
I like it. Wow. I like the Daleks.
It was I
like the Daleks. I like the Daleks.
It was the one. It was the one where Ace got chased by the Dalek. I like that one. Yeah, so do I.
What would you give it out of 10?
I'm saying 10.
10 out of 10? Can't ask for more than that. Mm. Okay, well, thanks for that, Luke.
And what story will you be reviewing next time? You don't really know, do you?
Pandora opens.
There we are. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, nobody said it wasn't chaotic.
I thought they'd behave.
Well, Luke was all right.
A great idea. Anyway, Will, you've been listening to some audio.
I have. And this is the part now where we head into a new segment for this year. And it's called Will's 50th Anniversary Doctor Who Marathon.
Will's 50th anniversary Doctor Who monthly marathon for January.
So what it is I choose an audio, a
what
book.
What it is? What it is, bro?
And a televised story from each Doctor for each month, and I give it a review. And so in January, I watched The Dalek Invasion of Earth with William Hartnell. And it was the second story to feature the Daleks, and it was basically the Daleks who have invaded Earth to take out the nuclear,
the magnetic core of the Earth.
That's the one.
To pilot it as a spaceship.
Yep. And it was the first time a companion left, because Susan was, pretty much dumped.
Susan!
by the Doctor.
Just go forward in all your beliefs.
And prove to me. Oh, you'll have to.
Bugger off.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was like. But I enjoyed it. The direction wasn't. The direction could sometimes be a bit, you know, wonky, should I say. And the Slither was a bit of. The Slither was a bit pants. But the rest of it, I enjoy the rest of it. And the novelisation is very good as well. And
I
Gabby, you'll.
I disagree, I think the direction is rather good, especially the exterior directions.
The exterior directions are good.
I mean, the episode where Barbara is chased through the building. I mean, that's fantastically directed and edited. So, sorry, I think you're wrong.
It's just sometimes the interior shots with the Slither, it was a bit jumpy. But apart from it, I enjoyed it, though. It was a good story.
Old. Cut it some slack, man. Cut it some slack. 49. Context. It's all about context. But you're entitled to your opinion.
Yes, I am.
No matter how wrong it is.
I hear that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, next time I'll be reviewing The Tomb of the Cybermen, which I'm also watching with the club members of the Doctor Who Club at my school. We'll be watching that there. And I'll be saying a few things that they said about it.
Will be like
whether they'll sit through it is something I don't know. I mean, I tried to watch An Unearthly Child with them once, and that didn't go very well. Hopefully
kids
this
today.
Time. Hopefully this time they'll be better. But it was good. And also, the audio I listened to was Sword of Orion, which was the second one. The second one starring Paul McGann in his audio series. And Gabby, you're still here! Please get out now! Get out! Get out! Can I drag her out?
No, you cannot drag her out.
Gabby, can you please get out?
Esther Ransom, honest.
Gabby! Right, you'll never do it again unless you don't get out. Five. So, yeah, it was good. And I listened to Sword of Orion, the second one with Paul McGann and India Fisher, Charlie Pollard. So why...
Tonight she'll be cooking a braised steak of lamb with a rosemary tartar sauce.
Thanks for that.
Well, she used to do MasterChef, didn't she? She did all the... He's cooking a Twix.
Oh, yes, good point. And it was the second one. Why I hear you...
Cheese and onion crisps.
Why I hear you ask, why you review the second one instead of the first one? Well, that's because the second one arrived in the post before the first one due to shipping.
Nobody's interested in that.
I know.
Good
so
grief.
Next time I'll review Storm Warning, which is also very good, but I'm not going to detail. Sword of Orion is basically about the Doctor and Charlie. They land on a salvage ship, I think. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not sure. And the crew have been menaced by this sort of weird signal. It turns out it's coming from a bunch of cybermats that the Cybermen have launched aboard the ship. And it's all to do with the Cybermen. There's not much Cybermen in it, to be honest, but the voices are like the Earthshock Cybermen. You know, those ones that are sort of rah, 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 sort of Cybermen. Very good. Very good story. The acting was good. The only thing I don't like is the theme tune.
And by Mr. David Arnold. Much better with his Bond soundtracks.
Yes. Gabby. She's still here. She's still here. And I asked her nicely, didn't I? But,
Bye-bye.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's very good. I liked it. Yes, technical difficulties. These are only quite cheap headsets I bought from Argos. The next story is sort of a Storm Warning. I will get them right one day. And it's about the R101 airship. You know, the one that crashed, killed everyone. It's all about the Triskele who... They find a Triskele and they want to take it home, but instead they get boarded by two other Triskele. Well, the only two other Triskele. And I'll talk about that next week when I finish part four. It's very good. I'm going to listen to that actually after this podcast. So, that's my monthly marathon of Doctor Who reviews for this month. I think now we're going to go to Dad. Do you have anything?
I do have many things indeed. Actually, I don't.
Is there anything you want to review? Have you seen anything good?
Have I seen anything good? I've watched the original Dalek series, the second adventure in Doctor Who's history, and I have to say it was very, very good.
I do like that one.
They cut out trousers, which were just silly. Mm. But no, it was very good. And I think one of Terry Nation's better stories.
Yes.
Outside Doctor Who, I'd have to say that I finally got round to watching Adam Adamant Lives.
Oh, yes, yes.
Starring Gerald Harper, a 60s adventure, spy, sci-fi adventure show.
Who looks a little bit like David Tennant.
Anyway, carry on. Moving on.
Sorry about that.
It's about an Edwardian adventurer who's frozen in ice and sort of unfrozen. Can you be re-unfrozen? Let me just check.
Defrosted.
Reanimated, apparently, was the word I was looking for.
Or defrosted.
In the 1960s, and they get into various scrapes and japes with all manner of sort of nasty characters. And it's a great show.
Hmm, it is.
Created by the same basic team who created Doctor Who. Sidney Newman, Verity Lambert. And it's a good little show, and I think it deserves to be better known than it is.
This is a bit off topic, but we've also watched a new Hercules.
The hazelnut in every bite.
Yes.
He's thrown him.
Yeah, you have. A bit off topic, but we've also started to watch, well, Dad's seen it before, but I haven't. We've also started to watch Men Behaving Badly, which I think is very, very funny, even if it is a bit off topic. I thought it was quite
hazelnut
funny.
In every bite.
You're going to say that every time we say the word topic now, aren't you?
Hazelnut in every bite.
Topic.
A finger of fudge in every lump. Anyway.
So, there's nothing else really we've been watching. However, I did get the Friends box set for Christmas, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Boring.
See, that's why I'm not.
Claptrap.
That's why I'm not going to talk about it, because I get insulted.
So it should be.
Well, it's a bit rude. Did you not hear Amelia Lizard, ladies and gentlemen, saying it's your opinion and you're entitled to it, and that's my opinion. And
it's how wrong it is. Anyway, moving on.
Right, we have a few I have a few predictions for the new series.
It's going to start at Easter.
We already know that.
Right.
Yes, Saturday the 30th of March. she's doing the face at me
not
again.
Not doing the face at all.
You're doing the face. I think Clara's going to turn out to something a little bit more. There's going to be something big to do with Clara.
What?
There's going to be something big to do with Clara, and
she's
I'm not
going to be Susan.
Not exactly sure.
She's Rory's mother. That's why she keeps getting killed. These are actual theories that people have proposed.
I reckon she's something to do with Captain Jack.
She says Jack.
I don't know why.
Fractured in time.
These are really good ideas. My theory is that she's something.
I bet they're all wrong.
She's something to do with Captain Jack. I don't know why, but she seems to be immortal. But that hasn't been proven. She just
she's not
keeps
immortal because she keeps dying.
Yes, but she keeps coming back to life, though, in some different way.
Oh, Lord.
So that'll hopefully be explained.
I'm sure it will be explained in a sort of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey, moffety-boffety way.
And the Neil Gaiman is writing another one. Yay! With the Cybermen in. They're being brought back. And they got a new design, and they look really good.
And it's called The Last Cyberman.
Is it really? We could always have a look for what they're called now. Literally,
no, I'm sure. I'm sure people already know. If they listen to this, they know. And if they don't, then what the heck are you doing listening to this? Go find out.
I mean, yeah, go and find out. Do some work, people. Don't let us do the work. We've done a lot of planning for this. You know, it only took me 2 minutes to redesign the logo.
All right. Just get on with it.
Leave us your thoughts on the new logo, everyone.
Nobody's even noticed. What are you on about?
It's literally been updated, so when you see it updated about, like, it would be 10 minutes ago, it's the time that we're recording now, so just think about that.
Yes, mostly just to prevent any confusion that we were mainly a Blake 7 podcast. Thanks, 20 Megadyne podcast, you got it wrong.
We're
sorry,
not,
boys.
We're not just about that, okay? We do like Blake 7, but it's not just, it was the idea.
I love Blake 7.
Well, I like Blake 7 too, but...
Maximum power.
We're not just about Blake 7, we're
Travis,
about
you fool.
Doctor Who, any sci-fi we like to watch, and yes. So, I think that's it really, I think we've covered everything, done it quite short today, it's only about 20 minutes long, with the theme tune and the end credits. And
Ding the theme tune, la the theme tune.
But But I don't think there's anything else we had to say. But remember to send your feedback to us.
Send your feedback to us. Give us some suggestions of what you'd like us to sort of discuss and talk about. It doesn't have to be Doctor Who.
No, it can be anything you want us to talk about within reason.
General SF will do.
Yes, yes.
Oh. No, Parson, no!
Yeah, you can send that to us in many different ways. You can email it to us at liberatingpodcast@live.com.
You could put a message in a bottle and throw it into the sea.
And hope it gets to us somewhere.
Hell, well, in time. Time, time.
Well, next time we go to the beach, we'll see it. And we live quite close to beaches, so if you send it somewhere to the southwest, that would be great. You can also put a message in our Facebook group.
Find us on Facebook at...
The Liberating Podcast. We also have a page and a group. And, there's another... Twitter. You can either tweet me, at WillLloyd5, or Dad.
At...
GarethLloyd5.
Yeah, something like that. GarethLloyd5. Yes, 5.
We're not really sure why we like to have 5. It's just a thing.
The first two were destroyed. We don't know what happened to the third, and the fourth was lost.
And 5 is the one that remains, and 5's a good number. We like 5. So...
Needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so.
Or any other feedback you might want to send, you can do it through those ways, or you could comment on our website at theliberatingpodcast.podomatic.com. Podbean isn't letting us put anything on anymore. You can also find us on the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance.
Wow, we name the guilty.
They are. They won't let us use any more storage, but I have to pay. But Podomatic are nice to us.
Facebook
so
would probably be your best bet.
Yes.
Certainly for the next month or two, until we get these running properly.
Or the email.
About as proper as it gets, I'm telling you. Anyway.
That's a bit
fast. Enough waffle.
Yes, a bit. Enough
tangential deviation.
We're going to have a bit of music now to play us out.
Oh, and what are we going to have today?
That was your job.
Ah. Don't worry, I'll find something. So, thanks for sticking with this utter rubbish and nonsense. We'll be a bit more...
organised.
Next time. Mind you, I'm sure we said that last time and the time before that. And look at it, it's more chaotic than ever. Anyway,
Happy
until
New
next
Year
time.
And Merry Christmas. And Happy Pancake Day. It's Pancake Day tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
Happy Pancake Day. Well, yeah. You know I have a friend whose nickname is Pancake.
Yeah, Happy Liberation Day of Arturian 4. Well done, everybody. See you soon.
Next month, actually. Bye.
Goodbye.
Tilly I. Here is the music.
Music time.
Bold as a knight in white armor. Cold as a shot from a gun.
Bye, everybody. You have been listening to the Liberating Podcast with Will and Gareth Lloyd. Featuring in this podcast were also Luke and Gabby Lloyd. No copyright infringement was intended. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next month. Bye.
Bye.
That's very happy. Do it again. Bye.
Bye.
Say it more energetically. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, like God, that scared me. Ta-ta.
Look what I say about God.